Within a week of taking office, President Biden signed an executive order committing federal agencies to addressing environmental justice. He promised to step up enforcement of civil rights laws and ensuring poor neighborhoods and communities of color aren't saddled with a disproportionate number of polluters. Is the EPA living up to that promise? State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips reports.
East Germantown resident Paula Paul stands on a busy street corner in the Nicetown neighborhood as heavy traffic rushes toward Roosevelt Boulevard. She points to SEPTA's 40-acre Midvale bus depot, where more than 300 buses come each day to get cleaned and fixed, and where a new natural gas burning power plant provides electricity for suburban regional rail lines.
When we have our demonstrations up here, we're on that corner right there. We've never been inside the facility. The SEPTA depot starts at this fencing and goes all the way down to Wayne Avenue.
Paul is retired from Philadelphia's law department. Today, she's one of the major players in a federal civil rights complaint filed against the city. The complaint says racism played into Philadelphia's decision to permit SEPTA's new power plant in a neighborhood already suffering from poor air quality. The EPA has a long history of failing to adequately enforce Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Since October 2019, the agency has pursued 7 out of 31 complaints. And in March of this year, EPA began an investigation of the permitting of SEPTA's Nicetown power plant. Paul says her interest came through her economic justice work with the interfaith advocacy group POWER.
I did not understand about the environment. I knew that some plastic bags was bad for the environment, this and the other. Mostly what I knew is white folks were trying to save the whales, and I'm like... But when I understood that it impacted just the way I'm breathing today, it became personal, and it became a fight for me too.
Her friend and fellow power activist, Frances Upshaw, says SEPTA's power plant is just one in a long line of industrial facilities built in poor communities of color.
You know, these people would not have put this, like she said, they wouldn't have put it in Chestnut Hill or any other place where there were mostly white people, because that's just not the way it's done. Everything in this system, unfortunately, and I hate to say it, is all institutional racism, period.
It wasn't necessary if we're moving toward an environment where we're trying to get rid of fossil fuels because we know it's bad. So why would you do that?
The plant is built and operating. But opposition to it was twofold: worry over increased ambient air pollution and locking in the reliance on a new fossil fuel plant at a time when climate change is creating record-breaking heat waves, forest fires, and flooding. Overlaying all of this is environmental justice, a term coined in the 1990s. EPA's environmental justice program promotes fair treatment of all people when it comes to the location of industrial facilities and meaningful participation of those communities in the permitting process. The city says that's exactly what it did, citing more than a dozen public meetings with residents, sit-downs with environmentalists, and publishing the plans in plain English at the local library. Patrick O'Neill supervises the city's environmental law practice.
There's no question that that permit was appropriately issued, and it does not have a significant effect on health or the environment, and is not having a disparate impact on a poor or minority community.
O'Neill says the natural gas plant is a minor source of air pollution, emitting just a fraction of the limits. And he says it will cut greenhouse gas emissions by about 40%. That's because the alternative, getting the electricity from the grid, would tap into coal-generated power. He says SEPTA did a cancer risk analysis that showed minimum risk. And he says SEPTA adjusted its plans based on community input, including additional air monitoring.
If they meet all the requirements, we actually are obliged to issue those permits.
In other words, if it did not issue the permit, the city risked getting sued by SEPTA. Still, the city has never faced racism charges from the EPA before, and it's an embarrassment. So instead of being subject to an investigation, the city agreed to an informal resolution process. So what's the goal of that process? Amy Laura Khan runs the Environmental Justice Clinic at Vermont Law School. She says, in the past, the process didn't make significant changes because the people who filed the complaint never got to sit down at the table with those who made the decisions.
We want to make sure that those agencies are actually hearing how their decisions are affecting communities.
EPA's only real enforcement mechanism is to defund the permitting agencies, something the agency has never done. Back in Nicetown, Paula Paul and Francis Upshaw say increased outreach alone won't necessarily right those historic wrongs. They want to see a permitting process that doesn't just look at one facility, but instead takes all the existing stressors on a community into account.
The laws were written to corporate advantage. Laws were never written to our advantage. Because we don't have the influence of the money that they have, and that's the way the world has been tilted. We're trying to bring it back. It is like an upside down triangle. We're holding it up.
Both Paul and Upshaw are optimistic things are changing since meeting with EPA officials. But they also want to sit down directly with the people who permitted the plant, something the city says they are willing to do.
At least get them thinking more about the people. It's okay to say, oh, this isn't going to hurt. Well, you're going to say anything that's going to make me go away. But when my kids have asthma, that's a whole different story.
Paul and Upshaw say for future facilities, they want to see meaningful public participation measured by outcomes. They want air monitor results publicly available, and they want offsets, like more trees in the surrounding neighborhood. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.